Captain Talent Radio.
Tonight's call is dedicated to living life in power, being able to separate yourself from anxieties that keep you overwhelmed, being able to raise your level of consciousness. Now, power is non-linear. Power is non-physical. The type of power that I am referencing tonight is emotional power, the power that will allow you to separate yourself from force. It'll separate you from anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, emotions give off a corresponding response. As emotional beings, we have the opportunity to be in light, be in life, be in love, joy, bliss, enlightenment, and most importantly, power. Power stands alone, does not require any ulterior force, does not require conflict. Power operates in the whole. Force operates in the separate. So if you find yourself in avoidance, if you find yourself trying to force yourself to do a situation, if you find yourself overwhelmed, emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, then being able to let go allows you to access your emotional power. That is your conscious awareness. Now, the levels of consciousness that you're going to be able to access as you start to gain your inner game, as you start to be in enlightenment, as you start to live in power, as you start to live in belief, where you're in a sense of certainty, when you live in a no state, a K-N-O-W, then you'll be able to separate yourself specifically from doubt. Now, if you live in doubt, that's the space between fear and consciousness. And it's a very safe, overwhelmed place that a large percent of the world resides because you don't fail, but you don't succeed. As emotions give off a corresponding response, when you seek to avoid failure, you actually attract your reality, the very situation you seek to avoid. To raise your consciousness is to separate your feelings from the events that keep you in an unconscious state, in a subconscious state. If you're not aware of why you do what you do, then you'll live in a level of denial. You'll continue to perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over to create the same neurochemical response that keeps you in anxiety, fear, and doubt. And in that type of energetic emotional vibration, you'll attract your reality frequently through an occlusal alignment, people and situations to fulfill those feelings of fear, anxiety, doubt, but it'll also keep you in an unconscious, subconscious state in a place called I don't know. Then you'll ask yourself, how do I? How do I let go? How do I succeed? How do I become successful? It's not how do I, it's why don't you? When you start to understand the word meaning, and meaning gives you purpose, until you have meaning, you will not know what you mean. It'll be meaningless. And this is why so many people, when asked questions about goals, purpose, and cause, can't come up with reasons. This is why many people go, well, I want to help people. I want to travel. I want freedom. These are very vague, loose terms that have no meaning. Now, once you start to live in clarity, you're living in consciousness. And this consciousness is power. Power separates you from force. Power is emotional. Power isn't physical. Power is consciousness. That type of power allows you to attract your reality in a much more highly level of alignment, the people who believe what you believe. Now, if you're in disbelief, you'll also attract people in a low emotional vibrational state to fulfill those feelings of abandonment, rejection, fear, doubt, anxiety, grief, shame, rejection, abandonment, and all the other overwhelmed feelings that keep you unorganized, undisciplined, and winging it. And then your word choices will reinforce your feelings. A large percent of society has challenges committing. They live in a uncommitted lifestyle, winging it, hoping and praying that someday, mythically, magically, somehow they will succeed. Well, you're not going to succeed by continuing going to workshops, rallies, conventions, seminars, getting coached, therapy, all the other situations. They can unequivocally contribute to the bottom line of success, but success will ultimately be a choice and a commitment. Now, once you commit and you're committed, and you stay committed, then your communication style will foster the energy that you begin to bring to the table. But when you're in an overwhelmed state, specifically in a place called doubt, that's when you're uncertain. That's when you're in force. You try and force yourself to do what you perceive to be painful. The brain takes a picture of an event and creates meaning out of it. The significance of the meaning determines whether you're enlightened or whether you're anxious. And if you're enlightened in that state of reciprocity, prosperity, your energy begins to magnify. It polarizes. It dignifies. It ennobles, and it uplifts people. But when your energy is in fear, doubt, and anxiety, you're coming from codependence. You're going to enable people. You're going to over-obligate yourself. You're going to do more for others than you'd ever do for yourself, expecting congratulations and recognition. For people who aren't going to recognize you, mostly those type of people will violate you. These people will criticize you. They will put you in a position that you have to explain yourself. When you understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you can begin to raise your awareness. Your ability to raise your awareness takes you beyond productivity and takes you beyond results. I have coached many people who start to master the results process. They're able to enroll people, recruit people, attract customers and clients to their business ventures. However, they still stay disappointed because they're not attracting to the reality the people who have influence, affluence, who they can collaborate with. Now, if this is you tonight, you're on this call is dedicated to understanding the cause that creates the effect of what it means to be empowered. Now, empower is not in power, it's M, it's E-M, it's empowered. I once had a business called Empower You Now. Now, empowerment, when you attend an empowerment event, it really represents consciousness. Consciousness is an aware state. It's a no state. And when you're in that state of being, you know when you go to the restaurant, the food will be outstanding. You know that the seat will be available on the plane. You don't worry about the weather that's about to happen because you know your plane's getting out. And if for some reason your plane doesn't get out, you'll be getting out on the first plane out because you know. You don't create situations that you don't want to have happen by the power of thought and the power of word. Unfortunately, a large percent of society speaks into existence the very situation they seek to avoid, and they attract to the reality the very situation they sought to avoid. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events, when you're able to easily and effortlessly separate your feelings, when you live, let go. Letting go is a skill. When you live it, you're being it. And you're able to easily and effortlessly adapt and adjust in power without being in conflict. Now, when someone approaches you and they want you to be their punching bag, they want you to be their counterforce, they want you to validate, justify, and explain yourself, they speak to you in very harsh terms, or they speak to you passively, aggressively. I encountered that right before this call, someone I was speaking with. Why you do this? Why that happened to you? How come this? Why that? This is someone who's raising their voice. I answered their questions methodically, but every time I answered a question, I asked them one, neutralizing the cause that creates the effect so I don't personalize the situation to make someone wrong. When someone's in force or someone's in control, that's the dichotomy of right or wrong. And in that type of force, the force has to have an opposition. Power requires no opposition. When you're able to be empowered in your power, when you prospect, there is no rejection. If someone doesn't buy from you, they're not buying from you because, number one, they're not interested, or number two, they can't commit. And if you understand the significance of this type of energy, then you don't personalize the situation because you live in the law of detachment. And detachment has more than one meaning. You're not detaching because you don't care. You're detaching because you understand this is a non-qualified buyer who's not in a position to commit. You're not responsible for the outcome. You're responsible for the questions. You're responsible for your emotions, and you're not using them to make yourself wrong, rejected, or feel bad. And as you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape these feelings, then you are you and you are free. But when you live in force, you're living in a very low energetic emotional vibration called anxiety. And in that type of anxiety, emotions give off a corresponding response. This is the type of anxiety that says, I'm always worried. I'm worried all the time. This always happens to me. Now, if this is you and you find yourself saying this frequently, now's the opportunity that you can commit. You can commit to have a better understanding of why you do what you do. You can also commit to letting go of the process one day at a time. You can be and stay in an emotional vibrational state called consciousness. You become much more aware. You change your beliefs. Your focus changes. Rather than focusing on failing, focus on a result. Focus on an outcome. Focus on the solution. Don't focus on the problem, because when you focus on the problem, you magnify the problem, then you attract to reality people and situations to fulfill your feelings about the problem. When you're problem conscious, that means you're focused on failing. When you let go of the right-wrong dichotomy, you don't focus so much on success and failure, you focus on results. And what many people do is they want recognition. They're more recognition conscious than they are results conscious. Your results will come, and your recognition will come by the simple discipline practice one day at a time through a two-term statement called repetition and experience. Repetition and experience is what creates the 10,000-hour habit. But if you're not practicing the emotional, physical discipline required to master your emotions, then you will find yourself relapsing. A relapser, a chronic relapser, speaks himself into a relapse before they even get there, because they're worried about the outcome before they arrive. This is the type of person that fosters their communication style, that's always worried all the time, hope this doesn't happen, I don't want to fail, what are people going to think of me? This is chronic communication that leads to anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, if you are committed, you won't ask yourself, how do I? You will be telling yourself, I'm committed, and you'll be able to commit one day at a time until you start to change your behavior. Instead of you focus on the behavior that's conditioned. As you have a better understanding of cause and effect, conditioned behavior, you're able to separate your feelings from events. It's not a how do I state, it's an I am state. It means I am understanding why I do what I do. I have the ability to separate myself. I have a better understanding of predictability. I'm no longer a chronic relapser. Your communication style changes between your brain and your body so that the two collaborate rather than collide. Now, if you're in an overwhelmed state, you're going to require other people to violate you. You're going to create situations to feel overwhelmed, and you're going to attract people who disappoint you. Now, if you have suffered enough, if you've hit rock bottom more than one time, if you're in a position that the pain is great enough, and you're committing tonight to no longer live like this, then you would take this energy to rest with you. You don't go to bed worried about tossing and turning, telling yourself you can't sleep at night. You no longer lose sedatives and barbiturates to perpetuate your emotional addictions that you repress. You no longer hold on to a series of statements about drinking, that I can't sleep without drinking. You don't eat right before you go to bed. You don't relapse because you're no longer a relapser, you're in recovery. Now, recovery is the state you'll be and stay in. There's no recovery. You have to relax into the process of being in recovery. It's not a destination. It's a skill. And when many people go, you mean I can't eat a piece of cheesecake? You mean I can never have a drink again? Well, that's up to you to determine. Do you want to live in sobriety and recovery, or do you want to live in an overwhelmed state called anxiety? I mean, that's totally a choice, and a choice based on a series of beliefs. And when you begin to change your beliefs and you're more enlightened, you'll attract that type of enlightenment that you're looking for. When you continue to perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over, you'll create the same set of circumstance to justify your failures, to fulfill your disappointment. Now, as you begin to separate your feelings and really learn to understand what letting go means you're in the here and you're in the now. Letting go means you're not anxious about the future or holding on to regret of the past. You're focused on being your best right here, right now. But if you try and force the situation, then you talk big and your action is small because you want to be the best. And instead of being the best, be your best. As you begin to be your best one day at a time, that's how you begin to separate your feelings, and that's what creates a higher level of consciousness. Now, when your business and your life has meaning, now you're talking about purpose. Purpose brings a different kind of energy. Purpose separates force and counterforce because purpose brings power. And that kind of power that you're bringing is non-physical. It's not linear. It's a sexual energy called it's called charisma. And that kind of charisma can be felt. It's an energy that people feel you walk into a room. It means you become iconic. You become large, not physically, but emotionally. I spent Saturday night with one of my good friends, Michael Garozzo. I dined in his restaurant four back-to-back times without him being physically present. It just so happened that I let Michael know I was going to be in town, and he made a special effort to spend some quality time with me. Brought me up to the upstairs of his restaurant, his joint that he's owned for 35 years. I asked him a little history about how he started. He informed me that he started that business 35 years ago with a $35,000 investment. Now, this is a man who's now the head of the State Missouri Restaurant Association. He's that iconic. So the people that have dined there, Tony Bennett's dined there twice, Kid Rock, Joe Montana multiple times. He's catered Alex Smith's parties several times. He does weddings, banquets, and is an absolute personality in the city of Kansas City. He made his mark. I knew Michael back in 1980. I waited tables with him in two different restaurants. He told me that his first year of business, he was devoting anywhere between 130 to 140 hours a week to his craft. He was virtually sleeping on a sofa in the upstairs of his restaurant. He was willing to pay the price. Now, factor a week's worth of time. I did the math. There's 168 hours in a week. Now, that means that 130 of those, Michael was paying the price. Now, when I tell people I've done things like this, they go, oh, my God, is all you do is work? See, that is force. A person that talks like that definitely does not understand the commitment. When you are committed, you will do whatever is required. You won't focus on pain and time. You'll focus on results. You'll focus on skills. This is why if you're in business, you learn not to tell people what you do because they misjudge you. They criticize you. They go, oh, my God, are you ever going to take a vacation? Oh, my God, that sounds like hard work. Oh, I could never do that. This is how people communicate between their body and their brain to talk themselves out of results, to talk themselves out of production. Time has a different meaning when you're committed to the process. Time doesn't drag on. You're not counting time. You're counting results. You're focused on results. You're focused on solutions. You focus on making your payroll. You focus on paying your taxes. You focus on the commitment. You focus on taking care of your employees. When you own a business, it's a different experience. The average Joe Schmo from Kokomo, likes to put us in a position that we have to explain ourselves. It's pointless to even do this with people because they will misjudge you. They go, oh, all you do is work. Don't you ever take a vacation? I mean, yo, chief, get a life, will you, cuz? Because I'm not going to go into this. I'm not going to be your counterforce to supply your force. I'm not going to answer your questions to be in conflict with you. I'm not here to prove you wrong, and I'm not here to be right. I'm here to create a livelihood. And when you're able to separate yourself from these type of people, then you're not setting yourself up to be disappointed. You're able to easily and effortlessly let people go. You don't have to answer these type of questions. You don't attract these people. People ask me, you know, how do you overcome the stigmatism of this industry? I go, well, you'd have to overcome the stigmatism that your emotions have about the industry you're in. Because the industry doesn't have a stigmatism. Typically, that person does, because they feel the situation's jaded and they're already found the flaw before they've begun. That's someone who's already speaking into existence force to be the counterforce of their own anxiety that will keep them perpetuating the same set of feelings so they can be disappointed. In the relationship between force and a counterforce, force has to have an opposition. It has to be a right and a wrong. It's black and white. Someone has to lose. It's a dichotomy of force and forced energy. And this is why many people don't understand selling, because they try and force themselves into it. They start talking, forcing themselves, rather than relaxing into the flow of it, relaxing into the process. They continue to talk about how hard situations are, how difficult it is. When I encounter people like this, if they're not paying me or hiring me to coach them, I easily and effortlessly disengage. I move out of the conversation. It's pointless for me to have this conversation. My objective is never to make someone wrong. My objective is to be able to uplift people, those who are available. But you're going to find in the law of averages that a large percent of the population would rather be right. They would rather put you and me in a position to validate, justify, and explain ourselves. Now, once you understand this win-lose situation, this dichotomy between power and force, you will no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your rejection, your abandonment issues, your guilt and your shame, your anger, your resentment, your overwhelmed feelings. You will be able to easily and effortlessly neutralize energy that wants to create a division. Now, when people who don't want to divide, they live in the whole. And in the whole, there's space that's occupied by power. And that type of energy, as I said, uplifts people. It dignifies them. It complements them. It's collaboration. It's an energy that brings to reality purpose and cause and unity, and there's not separation. I've seen so many people who start their businesses and they end up in control of being out of control. They control their teammates, control their employees. They raise their voice. They huff and puff. They're sensitive and defensive. They want to be right rather than be rich. They get overwhelmed and they want to be in conflict. If you're on this call and you know someone that's in conflict consciousness, avoid them. Don't try and persuade them or seduce them or convince them, because all you'll do is create conflict with yourself. You'll fulfill the role of being the counterforce to someone else's conflict. When you're able to spot and understand this, then you won't spend so much time in anxiety. You won't be overwhelmed. You won't spend so much time in your head, consciously unaware of why you do what you do. Focusing on the problem rather than resolving the solution. When you're solution-oriented, you're going to focus on what's going to bring you the greatest return on your energy. When you come from service and value, you're devoting your energy to your clients, your customers, your database, your teammates, the people who really deserve your energy. Not the codependent addicts that want you to rescue and save them. Not the people who find the flaws and put you in a position to explain yourself to them. You will spend less time with the wrong people and more devoted time with yourself and people who you can create collaboration with. Collaboration creates unity. Force creates a separation. Collaboration and building a community brings people together. It uplifts. It inspires people. When you come from inspiration, it's a different type of energy that permeates and transmutes and releases from your lower abdomen. When you're overwhelmed in your head, you're using the neocortex of your left brain, the analytical egoic mind. When you're no longer focused on failing, then you can devote your focus to inspiring people, inspiring yourself. When you're not focused on making mistakes, your focus is on results. When you're not focused in getting in trouble, you realize there is no trouble. You're focused on building a business. And in that type of focus, you begin to attract your reality, people and situations that will fulfill a different set of feelings. And in that emotional energetic vibration called consciousness, you begin to raise your awareness. And as you start to admit why you do what you do, as you start to become flexible rather than rigid, your body starts to be in a different state of relaxed energy. And it's in that relaxed energy that people begin to feel you. But if you're in an uptight, overwhelmed state, people can also feel you grinding your teeth. They feel the pressure you're in. They see you looking up the ceiling, telling yourself you're under a lot of pressure. They feel you're forced. They feel you're trying to close them. They feel you're trying to beg, seduce, or convince. And in that type of force, there's always going to be a lose-lose situation, because you're going to end up feeling bad that you don't get the result that you sought because of how much force you're in. As you're able to liberate yourself, you're letting go of being restricted. Liberation creates a peace. Being restricted creates an uptight, overwhelmed body that lives in anxiety. And it's that type of anxiety that creates an emotional state called anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, and apathy. And it's this energy that in the cause that creates the effect that you'll attract people and situations who will not be committed, who won't show up, who go off their auto ship programs, who will be in conflict with you, who will want to prove you wrong while they're right, who will find excuses and reasons bigger than their problems to quit and do the situations that people do. As you have a better understanding of why people do what they do, as you understand people's predictability, then you will not set yourself up to be and stay disappointed. As you start to move into a higher level of consciousness called awareness, as you start to love who you are and what you do, as you start to love who you're being, as you start to love this process, there's a different corresponding response that will transmute from your energy in awareness. It's joy, it's bliss, it's enlightenment. And when you're prospecting in this state of energy, people feel you. They don't feel threatened, and you don't feel threatened. You're not in conflict, they're not in conflict. They can buy or not buy, and you don't take it personal. They can be your teammate or not be your teammate, and you realize all it is one lead in the banquet of life. You're not making it more significant or giving more energy than is required, because you're devoting your energy where it's deserved, not where it's going to be in conflict. As you start to let go of conflict, being rigid, being overwhelmed, being neurotic, being worried, now you're not in force. You're not forcing yourself. You're not avoiding the outcome. You're not avoiding the inevitable. You're no longer a procrastination. You're no longer a procrastinator. You become a recovering procrastinator. You're not the cause that creates the effect of being overwhelmed. You're in the moment. You're in the flow. As you begin to surrender, it's a duality. Surrendering doesn't mean you're weak. Surrendering means you're letting go. You're surrendering your will to be right. You surrender your will to be in force. You surrender your will to be in conflict. And as you're no longer the mind-body connection to these feelings and these emotions, then you are you and you are free. You start to have a command of your emotional state. Instead of trying to control an outcome, you live in command. You have your hand on the toggle switch, and you move the moving parts. You're not grabbing them and throwing them against the wall, hoping they're sticking. You're able to easily and effortlessly move these chess pieces toward victory. Victory is yours because you already have it. You've already claimed it. It's inevitable when it happens, and you're not attached to the outcome. You're attached to the feelings you derive by being your best one day daily. This is what brings meaning to the process. If you don't have meaning and purpose, then what you're doing is not clear. It's very vague. It's very foggy. It's very fuzzy. And you're not able to communicate and articulate your feelings, what it is you're seeking to become and or attract. As you're able to separate your feelings from events and really step into that place called power, you're able to uplift people. You're not focused on getting them somewhere. They'll follow you because you'll follow yourself. And as you're no longer the mind-body connection to the anxieties and the stories you tell yourself about not being good enough, as you start to let go of the vices that you hold on to, food, drugs, alcohol, sex, compulsive debting, compulsive gambling, compulsiveness, as you let go of being neurotic and move into a practical application of being a human being, then you'll put so much energy into being a human doing. You'll put less energy into being right. You'll put more energy into being prosperous. In that state of prosperity, that's ITF, in the flow. Now, when you're in command, you're not in control. You've let go of control because you know control is an illusion. When you're in control, you're trying to control the outcome. But what you end up doing is controlling your feelings. The outcome you typically receive and create by being in control of out of control is disappointment. As you begin to let go of having to know the outcome, knowing the answer, as you're able to attract the answer, create the solution, now you're able to neutralize force from other people, able to change who and what you attract. And as you're able to live in that space, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the feelings. And then you are you and you are free. And as you're able to no longer be the mind-body connection to those events, then you're able to easily and effortlessly let go. Now, as you take a deep breath and let go, you're able to step into your power. You're in power. You're empowered. You're able to separate yourself from force. You're here and you're now. You're able to access all of your brain and your body. You're able to attract your reality, people and situations that fulfill your feelings. And as you're able to separate these feelings and really be and stay in power, you become one with. And it's in that state of one with that you're able to live in power as a business owner. And is it in this type of power, once again, this is non-physical, it's non-linear, it's emotional. And that type of emotion is purpose. And it's in that purpose you feel purposeful because you know that what you're doing is bringing value to people. You know that you're delivering service. You're able to take what happened to you and transmute it. That's when you're able to take an experience and create a reality for someone else. You're able to let go of your experiences that disempowered you. You're able to view it from a place called metacognition, have a better understanding of why you do what you do, and be empowered and be able to transmute that to other people. That's when you start to mentor people. This is when you go from being a coach to being the mentor's mentor. This is when you start to have influence and affluence, and you begin to attract your reality, people and situations that fill your feelings. And when you live in this space, you're living life in power. You're able to transmute your feelings to other enlightened souls seeking your guidance. And when you become the leader that people are looking for, it's a very spiritual experience because you know, and in that know state, you're able to attract your reality frequently, people and situations to fulfill your feelings as you're fulfilling their feelings. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated.